happy you've joined us live from Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington. I'm Carl Nathan. You're tuned to the KHSAA 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Boy, do we have some good games for you. The first ever time in the Sweet 16 for Magoffin County, 21-13. They'll go against Perry County Central in the lid lifter of this tournament. Perry County Central, 22-13 this year. That'll start 15 minutes from now at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. Our second game of this doubleheader, it'll be 1:30 p.m. start for Ashland Blazer against Lyon County. And their Mr. Basketball, young Mr. Perry. We'll look forward to seeing him later on today in the third game at 6 p.m. That's Eastern Time, 5 Central, Adair County against Marshall County. The nightcap tonight at 8:30. It's Spencer County against the top-rated team in the entire tournament, Great Crossing from Scott County. Four more games tomorrow. Harlan County takes on Warren Central in the first one. The second game, Butler County and Evangel Christian. The 6 o'clock game on Thursday, Pulaski County against Trinity Louisville. And the final game of the first round, Newport from Northern Kentucky against another Northern Kentucky school, Campbell County. Calling the play-by-play of this first one for us, 2022 KBA Hall of Famer, Dave Baker. He was inducted a year and a half ago into that prestigious society. And now former standout, player and coach at the high school and college level, and a state finalist as a high school coach, Mina Todd, belong for our expert analysis. Stay tuned. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Smart food shoppers know quality, convenience, and value. And that's what you'll always find when shopping at Allen's IGA. USDA boneless beef top sirloin steak is specially priced for only $6.99 a pound. DiGiorno rising crust or classic thin pizza is just $6. And two large 48-ounce cartons of Our Family premium ice cream, only $7. That's right, two cartons, just $7. Don't miss these specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is ready for spring. Ace 2-gallon home and garden sprayers are $17.99 after awards card. A 6-cubic-foot dual-wheel steel wheelbarrow is $119.99. Ace steel-tine or poly-tine leaf rakes are $11.99 each. Ace fiberglass handle yard and garden tools, your choice for $21.99 each. Get spring ready today at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Bloomingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
This Sweet 16 broadcast sponsored in part by State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins agent.
By 3 points to eventual state champion Paintsville. Yeah. So it's not many times that we get an opportunity that we have here today to come out and represent the county and kind of heal some of that heartbreak.
You mentioned that Virgie game, boy. Everybody's still talking. I know you talked about it on the call earlier this week. A couple of my buddies went through it with me chapter and verse.
Yes, and you know, Coach Adams, you know, he'll die remembering that game. you know, the last second shot, the controversial calls up to that point. You know, we're just, like I said, we're just thankful that we've had a team that has progressed, got us to the point that we got in the regional title championship game, and boy, did those kids play hard. I think they understood what it meant to the community.
You talked about the fact that you thought you were the loosest team in the regional tournament. Do you think that's what got you over the top? I know you got to execute, make shots, and do all that.
Yeah, I think so. I think really, you know, we it seemed like each game, beginning with the play-in game versus Prestonsburg, because of the super regional format, you know, we had to win four games instead of three to get here.
Right.
So, we just, our confidence just, it would just grow from game to game. You could see it in the players' eyes. And there was one point there in the fourth quarter in the championship game. Kids left a timeout, and I looked at my assistant coach, and I said, we're going to win this game, because you could just see it in their eyes.
You also talked about your big man, who's obviously a great player, but you said specifically he's made everybody else around him great.
Well, he is, and you know, that's what I preached the entire season, is that you can get up and put ball pressure on these guards, and so what if they get to the rim? We got a big man that can change shots.
Yep.
And anytime you've got that, as long as everybody gets to the weak side and does their job defensively, you know, make them make tough twos. Run them off the three-point line, make them make tough twos. Give him a chance to get a block. Maybe we get a turnover and transition the other way. So Zane Whitaker is so important to this team, and he's one of the primary reasons we're here.
Okay, so last question. How does this Castle kid at Perry Central compare basketball-wise to the Castle twin brothers?
Well, you know, my brother, I was the point guard, so I really didn't look to score that much. I mean, I guess I was an average player. My brother was a really good player. Shot the ball extremely well from three. Went on to play college ball at Alice Lloyd College, where he became really a good lockdown defender. You know, Carter's 15-foot jump shots in, doesn't take a whole lot of threes, but man, he's one of the best post players I've seen play. I mean, he is crafty with the ball when he gets it in the post, and he's just so strong. And you know, I really hope that he has a really, really good game. And but when that clock sounds, I hope that McGoffin County's on top. You know, so I've been dreading him for a week now. So, you know, it's all good. Whatever happens, you know, I'm always proud of him, proud of, you know, the character that he has, and just a great human being, and also a great basketball player.
Absolutely. Coach, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we're coming back in a minute on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Radio Network.
Did you know milk is a natural source of electrolytes, carbs, and high-quality protein, making it one of the best beverages for hydration? Drink milk after workouts and games to help your body recover and stay hydrated longer. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. thedairyalliance.com.
Clark's cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
This team is really one of those teams who internally get it. You know, they're going to fight every game. They're going to battle every game. And something just clicked in the last two or three weeks with us, and we started putting it together offensively. Defensively, we've been okay all year. Just offensively, we struggled.
What do you have to do offensively here today against McGoffin County?
Well, we got to attack the paint. We got to go in the paint off the dribble, off the feeds, all that. I think we might have a small advantage on the interior. Other than that, we just got to take good shots and take care of the basketball.
In terms of, we were listening to you on the call the other day. You played in some big games, obviously, at Clay County. You played in big games over at Georgetown. But you said you'd much rather play than coach.
Oh, yeah. I felt like I got much more control over the game as a player than I do here. So, you know, anytime you got control of it, you feel more confident, more at ease as a coach. You know, you can make the pie and then put it in the oven. That's all you can do.
I know that you had all kinds of community support. You had fans from all over the state that were supporting y'all. I'm sure it's like that now, and it would be like that for both of these teams if the two Mountain teams weren't playing each other.
Absolutely. All I saw was McGoffin Red out there, but I know we're going to have a great crowd, too. The support that these guys have had, especially on a surprise year like that, it's been amazing.
Do you like the fact that you're getting to play that first game and just get it out the way?
Absolutely. I think everybody would like to play this game, or in my opinion, they'd like to play this game, get the nerves out of the way, and be the first guys out there. The excitement in the air is always better for the first game, I think, than anything.
One final thing. Scott was saying earlier that in a game you guys played back in December, said he thought they were two entirely different teams, but he was joking around, and he said that they evacuated the building at the end of the game because they were throwing it around so much. Is there any carryover from that?
No, I agree with Scott 100%. We don't even have the same starting five that we had back then. We don't play the same style we played back then. We lost a couple players during the year, and we're playing a different style of basketball, so I think it's going to be a completely different game.
Brother, great seeing you again. Great to have you here. Enjoy it.
Great seeing you. Thank you.
Thanks. We appreciate it. We're coming back in a minute on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Radio Now.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Moorhead State University is proud to sponsor this Sweet 16 broadcast.
Welcome in to Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington as we get set to open up the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSA, Return, Refresh, Refuel, and by Southland Dairy Farmers. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? Hi again, everybody. I'm Dave Baker. Pleased to be here with you. Honored to be with Mina Todd, who will be with us this afternoon. And let's get right to our starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard, Perry Central. And it'll be Trayton Wooten, Tyson Neese, Mason Sumner, Carter Castle is a guy we'll be talking a lot about today, and Kaiser Sloan. And for McGoffin County, Walker Russell will play one forward. Jerry Whitaker is one of the guards. Ethan Saylor is the opposite guard. Zane Whitaker is the center, and they rely on him oh so much. And Aiden Barnett out front as well. Perry Central is coached by Shannon Hoskins, who, like Mina Todd, was here as a player and a coach. He had those great years with his running mates at Clay County. And for McGoffin County, it is Scott Castle. So, Mina, we heard Shannon Hoskins a few minutes ago. Those are our starting lineups, brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSA. We heard Shannon talk about he really liked it much more as a player than he did as a coach.
Oh, it's a lot of fun as a player. You get to get out there and actually be more in control of what's going on as a player. As a coach, you just got to turn them loose and let them go.
And that's what will happen here today. Time now for the Southland Dairy Farmers nutrients of the game. What do you believe those nutrients have to be, Mina?
Well, for McGoffin County, it's going to be huge that they start out with great defensive intensity with a lot of pressure on the ball. They need to own the boards with their size and handle the bright lights of Rupp. It's the first time they've been here in school history. For Perry County Central, force Aiden Barnett to score off the bounce. He's a super shooter. Attack the paint, but take good shots and limit their turnovers.
And that is our Southland Dairy Farms nutrients of the game. There are 13 key nutrients in a glass of milk. How many can you name? Stay tuned later in our broadcast. And we are underway in McGoffin County, in the white with the light gray trim. Perry Central, and I think what they call that anthracite, which is a dark gray with the red trim.
Looks like Perry Central starting out in a man-to-man.
Barnett will have the ball in his hands a lot. He puts it on the deck. Nice dish inside, and the opening basket goes to Walker Russell.
What a great job driving in the paint, drawing the defense to you, finding your open teammate for an easy one down by the basket.
First possession for Perry Central. Swinging around to the baseline. Nice defense by Barnett. They kick it back out. Neese takes it back out on top to Kaiser Sloan, the senior with the runner, and it rattles in and out. Rebounded by Whitaker for McGoffin County. Barnett, baseline right, fadeaway. Won't go. And a nice box out and rebound by Kaiser
Sloan.
That
was great pressure that time by Perry Central. That's exactly what they want Aiden Barnett to have to do, is score off the bounce with a hand in his face.
2-0 McGoffin County with the early lead. And that ball goes inside. Castle got fouled. He'll go to the line. And while we get set to take our first free throws, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Allen's IGA, proud to support Sweet 16 basketball on 96.3 FM, WIVY, Moorhead.
Carter Castle, if that name sounds familiar. Scott Castle
is the McGoffin County coach. Carter Castle is the son of his twin brother, his nephew. And they've had a lot of fun with this. Scott told me before the game that he was an okay player, that his brother was a really good player who played college basketball, and that Carter was a lot like his dad.
Well, he's been impressive through the run of the regional tournament for McGoffin. I mean, for Perry County.
Had to pull the dribble up, did Whitaker. Now they go back out on front. And they give it to Ethan Salyer. Swinging around left side. Russell now back out on front. They go to the right wing. Using a lot of clock here as we're just approaching the six-minute mark of this first period. And we're all tied at two. That ball deflected. Nicely defended by Trayton Woods. But McGoffin gets it back.
Great patience by McGoffin County, looking to get a good one.
Barnett got it. He had the ball knocked away, but stayed with it and puts it up and in to put McGoffin on top 4-2.
Can't get a better one than that. A 12-footer in the paint.
Woods swings it back out front. Now it goes to Sumner. Woods gets it back, has to pull out. Nicely defended by McGoffin. Inside, runner won't go for Carter Castle, but he comes back and takes the ball away after it was rebounded by McGoffin.
Great hustle by Carter Castle.
McGoffin County really playing Perry Central out front, and that's what one of their focuses was. Jump shot won't fall, and it's rebounded by Whitaker. Goffin County being very deliberate as they set the offense. Russell swings it around to Salyer. Now they go back to Whitaker.
Very patient, not forcing anything here for McGoffin.
Two Whitakers out there. Grayson Whitaker. And there's Barnett up and under, and he can't get that one to go. But there's Grayson Whitaker and Zane Whitaker.
Let's see if Perry can get on the boards here.
That ball is up and in. And Carter Castle knocks it down. He's got both field goals for Perry Central, and we're tied once again.
Great strong spin move in the paint.
That drive won't fall. Once again, Perry Central comes the other way, off the glass and too hard.
Whitaker there to clear the boards. He does a great job on the boards, leading rebounder for McGoffin County.
Perry Central wants to attack the glass, and they've done that. Of course, both teams trying to figure things out. That's Whitaker. That's Zane Whitaker. And that's the first triple of the game. And McGoffin County has its biggest lead at 7-4.
Great shot by Zane Whitaker, stepping out, showing his range for a big guy.
Back comes Perry Central. And that basket is up and in. And guess who's trying to assert themselves early?
Carter Cox, great flex cut there. Good find by his teammate.
Castle with all six of the Perry Central points. Here's Barnett, looking for a cutter, and he finds Walker Russell. Here's Whitaker with a drive again, and that ball is blocked, and they're going to call a foul on Kaiser Sloan.
That's a good, strong take by Zane Whitaker.
And that will take us to our first media timeout. Big-time action up and down the court. We've got 2:20 to go in the first quarter. And it's Magoffin County 7 and Perry Central 6 on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Corsair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical calls. Thanks to your support of Corsair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Corsair kids like me.
Will you help a Corsair kid today? Visit Corsair.org.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk.
Welcome back into Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington. Dave Baker, Mina Todd, opening game of the boys' Sweet 16. Great, great crowd here. I mean, there's a massive crowd here from Magoffin County. There is a big crowd here from Perry Central. And there's just a big crowd, Mina, of just high school basketball fans here in Kentucky.
Oh, yes. Everybody loves their Kentucky basketball. And when I was walking over to the arena, you could just feel the buzz. I walked through a bunch of Magoffin County Hornets, and definitely a buzz. Everybody excited. What a great opportunity for these young men. Zane Whitaker knocks down both free throws.
And once again, Magoffin County has matched its biggest lead at 9-6. Swinging around the right side. Woods almost had it taken away. Now here comes Sumner. Three-pointer opposite side. And that is Trayton Woods, and that's the first three for Perry Central.
And that was great ball movement, quick ball reversal, opened up Trayton Woods from the deep corner, drained it.
Tied again at 9, Barnett with a nice move between two defenders.
And that's what they want out of their leading scorer, averaging 29 points a game.
That's his second bucket of the game. As we continue to go back and forth. Woods kicks it out. Nice. They swing it back around to Castle. Spin move in the lane. Nice fake. Got the defender up in the air. Kaiser Sloan got Walker Russell off his feet and made the bucket.
Oh, I love that move. Kaiser Sloan, a little shot fake. Defender flies by, wide open, knocked it down.
Under a minute in this first quarter of play. And what a battle it's been. Zane Whitaker. Now Grayson Whitaker. They go back down to Barnett. Pretty move on the baseline. He goes up and under on the opposite side to protect the ball and scores.
Beautiful play. Nice reversal.
Final 20 seconds. Here's Perry Central out front. Nice. Over to Woods. Now he dribbles back out. We're under 9, 7, 6. Woods dogged out front. And he is fouled by Ethan Salyer.
Just a reach in there. You got to slide those feet.
Charles Beerbaum, David Anderson, James Johns are officials, and Andy Thomason is the alternate. Here's the inbounds. Woods has got it. Now they go to Castle, the turnaround just ahead of the buzzer. And no surprise in a game like this, we are all even after one period of play. It is Magoffin County 13 and Perry Central 13 on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
We
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and A Good Yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and A Good Yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back into the Morgan and Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Dave Baker, Mina Todd, Tom Stevens, Dick Farmer here with us courtside. So is Carl Nathie, who will be hearing from throughout the game. And Carter Castle comes out and starts his second quarter. Mina, the way he started the game.
Fantastic job. He got Zane Whitaker, the much taller player, in the air and was able to finish.
Castle and Barnett have been going back and forth. That time Barnett comes up just short. And now the Commodores with a chance to run. Pull up by Woods is good. And Perry Central has scored the first 4 of period number 2.
Trayton Woods off the dribble. That's a tough shot. 15-footer.
Hornets need a bucket to settle down here at the start of period number 2. Looking inside, trying to go to Whitaker, and they can't. They go back outside to Russell. Now here's Zane Whitaker. Boy, Perry Central really extending that defense.
Fantastic job. A lot of ball pressure.
But that'll break it down, right?
Oh, that's called Matador defense. Olay, let them go by.
Barnett's doing a really nice job on those straight line drives. And he gets the first points of the second quarter for McGoffin. Drive into the lane. Now another curl and a kick back out to Castle. He put the shoulder down and they called it an offensive foul. And I think that was a good call.
Good call. He did lower his shoulder. It was a strong move, but you gotta stay more upright. Don't be lowering your shoulder.
Castle's 6'1". And he's got to be about a biscuit at 200. And he's a strong young man, so anytime he makes a move like that, it's going to become even more accentuated.
A lot of physicality.
McGoffin County with the ball, trailing by 2 early in the second quarter.
Nice hustle.
Castle goes to the deck to get it and gets it out to his teammates. Ahead it goes to Woods. He waits for help. Puts it on the deck and drives baseline. And that hit the bottom of the rim. Nice help side defense from Zane Whitaker. Now McGoffin trying to run, and they have it taken away. Woods got back and got it back. And Shannon Hoskins doesn't like what he sees. He's going to take a 30-second timeout to settle things down. 17-15, Perry County Central over McGoffin County. Fans, the Dawhair's KHSA Hall of Fame moment brought to you by Roberts Insurance salutes Dan Swartz of Owingsville. Swartz scored more than 2,000 points in high school despite being injured and missing his senior season at Owingsville. At Morehead State, Swartz became a 2-time All-American, averaging 28.8 points per game, and was a member of the 1963 Boston Celtics NBA champions. Roberts Insurance welcomes Owingsville's Dan Swartz to the Dawhair's KHSA Hall of Fame class of 2024.
And now let's check in on the sidelines with Carl Nathan.
Thank you very much, Dave Baker. The sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of KHSAA. Magoffin County, here's a little fact for you. They lost three times to the eventual regional runners-up. They lost to Martin County three times before finally winning it to get here for the very first time. Dave?
Great point, Carl. Scott Castle talked about them getting hot during the year. Perry Central coming out of that timeout. And that was Kaiser Sloan, whose shot was short. Also got the first sub in the game, Landon Miller, a 5'10 freshman wearing number 12, is in for Perry Central. And here's Barnett on another drive, and they've just not been able to find an answer for him on that play.
And one of their keys was to make sure that they're forcing him to take shots that are out of his comfort zone. Right now, he's getting free and to the basket.
Woods kicks it back to Nice, and he hits it. Pretty shot by Tyson Nice.
Nice job coming off the screen, knocking down the jumper.
Both teams shooting well for a state tournament game, the first one. Perry Central 8 of 14. Magoffin County 7 for 11. Baseline triple. Walker Russell can't connect. And Sloan pulls down the rebound. Woods. That was kind of a heat check right there. And Shannon Hoskins is saying, hey, what's going on?
Oops.
That's really the first really bad shot we've seen from either team, though.
Yeah, he'd like to have that one back. He knew it when he let it go. Perry County staying in that tough man-to-man pressure defense.
Barnett tried to fake, now goes baseline. Contact, and that may be offensively well. Absolutely it is. That was Walker Russell who tried to create some space and was called for the offensive foul.
Lowered his shoulder, but give Kaiser Sloan some credit, too. Standing in there, taking it, selling it a little bit.
First substitution for Magoffin County, Reed Meadows, number three. A 6'1 senior checks in, and now Magoffin County with what looks like a little 2-2-1, and it causes a turnover as there's a 10-second count against the Commodores.
Yeah, Perry County Central caught off guard there by that 2-2-1 three-quarter court pressure. Got to move that ball, reverse it, look to the middle.
Barnett back on the attack, pulls up for the three off the dribble. And that one is long, but knocked out of bounds by Perry Central. It was Nice who got a hand on it, so it'll be an out-of-bounds underneath for Magoffin County. And more substitutions coming in. This is Bo Bacon, 6'1 junior wearing number 2, who comes in for Shannon Hoskins Club. He replaces Nice. Salyer triggers inside to Whitaker. He really never got a hold of the basketball and missed a bunny. Quickly the other way. That was Sloan who went up for the shot.
Perry Central looking to push the tempo here a little bit.
And that was Grayson Whitaker who knocked it away. Three-pointer no good by Woods. And Grayson Whitaker comes out of it for the Hornets, and he misses on the pull-up off the break. Castle has it the other way. What a pretty feed. Woods got the basket, but Coach, that was a difficult catch in the open court.
Oh, it was. Carter Castle, great job, kind of a give-and-go. Great finish.
Gave him a pass he could handle.
And I love that. Give him a bounce pass. Hit him in the numbers.
Pull up Barnett off the glass. Boy, is he having a first half. He's now got a dozen. Carter Castle has 10 for Perry Central. And the Commodores lead by two. Bring up the board.
Landon Miller dribbling at the top of the key. Now gives it to Woods. He's checked out there by Grayson Whitaker. Right wing it goes to Miller. Now back to Castle at the top. Looking for some screen action underneath. Back door. Wow. How about that play? The ball was batted away by Grayson Whitaker, and it was blocked by Zach Whitaker. Barnett draws contact, and that ball went way down and popped out.
And that took a little peek at the bottom of the net.
Woods trying to slow down this frenetic play pace. Walks it into the front court. Sloan gives it back to Woods. Thought he had daylight for a second and now backs it out. What a pretty drive and a left-handed shot by Sloan. And he was fouled and will go to the free throw line. And let's go up to the stands. Carl Nathie, who you got?
Well, gee, I guess who gave me this idea? Dave Baker, that's who. He told me that Chris Bailey and Jim Caldwell, two of the weather guys, the meteorologists at WKYT-TV, they're both McGoffin County High School graduates. Jim, first of all, you graduated 2000.
That's right. I graduated 2000. That makes me the younger of the two, doesn't it? Doesn't it?
Right. Well, Chris, 1990.
Yeah, Jim looks older, though. 90 graduates. And you know, Carl, between the three of us, we have called about 300 different McGoffin County basketball games on radio. We were both play-by-play guys for McGoffin County at different times in our career. That's how we both got started in this business.
How about that? Now, how's the weather back home? Is there anybody left back home?
There's nobody there to tell us. You know, there's no observation point back there. You know, I can't tell you, Chris and I both, as we've been, you know, watching this all come together, I can't tell you how excited we would have been to have been on that sideline broadcasting the game from Rupp Arena for McGoffin County. So this is just tremendous just to be here to watch them play.
First time ever. And they're giving a good account of themselves so far. It's 21-19. Perry County Central's got you by two.
Yeah, now it was 40 years ago this very week that McGoffin County got beat on a buzzer beater by Johnson Central in the 15th region finals with literally a second to go. That's the closest we've ever been to Rupp Arena until today. And here we are 40 years later exercising the demons.
And not that you'd remember anything like that, guys.
Oh, you know, it's the talk. It's one of those legends that you always hear about. Now, there's more to it than that, Carl, but I can't go into it without getting controversial.
All right. Jim Caldwell, Chris Bailey, two of the weather guys for WKYT-TV, here watching their alma mater, their high school graduate, Jim 2000, Chris 1990, McGoffin County High School. Back to you, Dave.
Great stuff, Carl. Could you do us a public service and ask to see those diplomas? I know they went. I'd just like to get a confirmation on graduation. Thank you, Carl. In mind of that, both these teams have given a really good accounting of themselves. This has been a very entertaining opener.
It's been a great start for both teams. I was a little concerned about McGoffin County never being here before, but it seems like the bright lights of Rupp have not bothered them.
We've been tied six times. There's been one lead change. And they're coming out of the timeout. Kaiser Sloan knocks down a couple of free throws, and the lead grows to four for Perry Central. And I believe that might be the biggest lead the Commodores have had. Back the other way. Another substitution. Salmon's back in. Here's Russell. Now they go back out to Barnett. And chances are they want to clear out and let him go.
Looking for a screen up top.
Looks like Castle is now out of the game for Perry Central. So we'll see if McGoffin tries to take it inside. We're under a minute to play in the first half. Barnett, no good. And that's a nice rebound by Sloan. Nice leaves it for Woods. And that's a travel. Great closeout by McGoffin in transition.
That was great hustle by Walker Russell to force that turnover.
44.2 to go. McGoffin County with the basketball trailing by four. There's Sammons. Now he goes to Zane Whitaker. Puts it on the deck. Goes to work against Castle, who's back in there. And it won't fall.
That's great defense by Castle. Not giving up the baseline. Making that a very difficult shot for Zane Whitaker.
And making it difficult without fouling.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Nice in a little bit of trouble. Finds Woods. How about that pass to Castle? And Zane Whitaker tried to block the shot. And he draws the foul, and Castle will go to the line for two.
Perry Central's just doing a great job executing their offense, not looking to force too much. They forced a couple, but they're getting some great looks cutting to the basket.
First one's good. Listen throughout the tournament for the Jailbreaker Fast Break, brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor so good, it should be illegal. And he got them both. Trouble on the inbounds, and oh, a turnover, three for Nice. And at the buzzer, it's no good. Boy, it has been a really, really good first half of play, but at the end of the first 16 minutes, it's 25-19 Perry Central. Let's go to Carl Nathan.
All right, Dave Baker, in just a moment, we're going to be chatting with Scott Castle, the head coach of the Goffin County Hornets. Coach, if I just get you for a second, this is the first trip ever to the Sweet 16. You're giving a good account of yourself.
Well, we are, but we got to do a better job down here defensively. You know, on the screen and roll and the switch, we can't play behind my nephew. I mean, he's wearing us out right now. So we got to do a much better job second half.
What do you got to do offensively in the second half?
Well, we got to look to score. You know, we're letting them bump us off of our path to the basket. So we got to be a little bit tougher.
Good one.
All right, thank you.
All right, there he is, McGoffin County head coach Scott Castle. We'll be back with more halftime activities. The score at the break, 25 for Perry County Central, 19, McGoffin County. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
At Holbrook Drug, we pride ourselves on our lightning-fast prescription service. Your time is valuable, so we make sure you get your medications quickly and accurately. But that's not all. Craving a delicious treat? Try our milkshake bar with over 36 flavors. And don't forget, our gift shop has everything from thoughtful gifts to everyday essentials. Holbrook Drug is your one-stop shop for health, happiness, and convenience. Stop in 208 East Main Moorhead and experience the Holbrook difference for yourself.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knepp, 783-1868.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Sweet 16 sponsors include First National Bank.
Welcome back in to Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center. I'm Carl Nathan, the halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. And as we look briefly at the first half stats, the top rebounder of the game is a Perry County Central Commodore. Sloan has the lead in that category for Perry County Central. Kaiser Sloan with six rebounds, and he is our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power rebounder of the first half. Did you know, looking for a convenient snack to fuel your day? Add beef jerky to nuts, seeds, and fruit for a protein-packed snack, thanks to the Kentucky Beef Council. We're joined now at halftime by Scott Bottoms of Danville. Scott, an official himself for many, many years. He's getting heckled by a fan, as he, an old friend, I guess. Anyway, Scott, you're now officially with the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, and tell us what you're doing there.
Yes, sir. So I've been with the KHSAA since October. I'm now the supervisor of officials licensing. And so for all the officials across the state and all the sports that we cover, we're working to try to recruit new officials, retain the ones that we have, and start looking into some new programs to see if we can increase our numbers.
And I understand you've been having some success. That's the good news, because we've been talking with Julian Tackett and others for the last several years about this issue, but you're getting some returns.
We are. We are. We've been very excited. Our numbers are actually really good this year. We have a junior ref program that we started for 14 to 17-year-olds who can now officiate middle school, freshman and JV level contests, and that's gone really well. A lot of our signers across the state in all the different sports have worked diligently to try to go out, get former athletes in their communities, and those that didn't play sports, you know, amazingly enough, they kind of get into this, they get hooked, kind of gets in your blood, if you will, and yeah, our numbers are on the uptick.
If somebody hears this, they can go to khsaa.org. Find out how they can become an official.
Yeah, absolutely. So on our website, there's an easy tab there to get registered. You pay your fees. It's a minimal amount. There's a part one test, if you will, to take. But we will help walk you through that should you have any questions. I get contacted daily to help them get registered. And then once they are registered, we kind of contact the local assigner in their area for that particular sport. Get them a part of their local association, and they're off and running.
And this is open, of course, to men and women as officials.
Oh, absolutely. Men, women, older, younger. You know, we love having new female officials. They're very important to our sports. It's great to see them out there. That they've done really, really well. In basketball, you know, last week, well, obviously we had a female in the championship game. We've done that for several years in a row. Some outstanding officials in all the different sports, field hockey, soccer, they've all done really well. So, yeah, we'll take anybody. We'll help train them and get them headed in the right direction.
Well, we'll continue our conversation with Scott Bottoms of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, talking about officials and officiating. And we'll do that as we continue. It's 25 for Perry County Central, 19 for McGoffin County. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
We are underway
at Rupp Arena with game one of the 2024 KHSAA-UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16. Perry County Central, 25. Magoffin County, first ever appearance here in the Sweet 16. They have 19. More on the game coming up. But first of all, fans, adventure awaits off the beaten path in the foothills of eastern Kentucky. From Magoffin County High School, that's a journey of 69 miles. You can get to Moorhead from Perry County Central in 99 miles. Plan your next adventure at visitmoorhead.com. We're talking with Scott Bottoms of the KHSAA. He is in charge of licensing of officials for the organization. And we talked about the growth. Actually, the numbers for the first time in a while are growing in terms of officials. That doesn't mean you don't have needs for more, because obviously serving the needs of the young people and the everybody in the state, we're adding sports to KHSAA.
Yes, you're exactly right. We're adding three new sports here this year. We're adding boys volleyball, which is going to be something new, and actually boys and girls lacrosse. So while our numbers are at a good level, we're okay right now, we're really looking to increase those, because in the spring that's going to pick up. We're actually hiring an assistant commissioner to help take on those new sports. I think we have somewhere 21, 22 sports that we're offering, so you can imagine the number of officials that it takes to cover those throughout the year.
Just got about 30 seconds. One thing I want to get home, you said something in the first half of the interview. It gets in your blood. It really does. It's almost like somebody that's a ball player or a radio guy or whatever. It's fun to be part of the game like this up close and personal.
Oh, it is. It's a passion that we have, and we talk about it all the time because people ask you why you would want to do it. But, you know, as we've said before, like, people like to golf. People like to be on the radio. These officials, they get in, they participate, they make new friends. It keeps them active. And it's something that's fun to do, and it's hard to explain, but it is a great profession on the side.
All right, if you want to become an official, khsaa.org, and Scott Bottoms will follow up with you. Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Thanks for helping me.
All right, halftime, Perry County Central 25, Magoffin County 19. We will continue with more action from the 2024 UK Healthcare KHSAA Boys Basketball Sweet 16 here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 00169.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Moorhead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Moorhead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Moorhead State University.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Rowan County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital co-pays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Sweet 16 basketball presented in part by Furniture World.
Champions of the 14th region of Perry County Central Commodores. Their head coach is Shannon Hoskins. Shannon, had a nip and tuck ball game. You
stretched out a little bit at halftime, 25-19. What do you got to do in the second half?
Well, we just got to keep defending the way we're defending. Do a better job on Barnett, keeping him out of the lane if we can. And then offensively, we just got to settle down. Right now, that we're a bundle of nerves on that end of the floor, so we got to really settle down and get more into our stuff, quit taking quick shots and that kind of thing.
I kidded you real before the game, but you've got your son here with you. He's dressed up kind of like a coach with a tie and everything else. I understand he really tells you what to do.
I mean, it's a pipeline from him to me, what we're doing this game.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. That's Perry County Central. Commodores head coach Shannon Hoskins. And they lead by 6 at the half. Time to go back for the second half with Dave Baker and Mina Todd. You know, one thing, and I could be wrong on my history here, but I'm pretty sure I looked this up on good authority. You know, it's interesting, in eastern Kentucky, now the Battle of Lake Erie is 1812, Oliver Hazard Perry.
Yes.
There's people that served under him, apparently, that resettled in Kentucky, and that's why Hazard got its name, and Perry County, and that's why they're the Commodores. It goes back to Commodore Oliver Hazard Perry.
That's exactly right.
And that is, what, 212 years ago. Now, I was not there. I did not report on that action.
I was wondering. I was going to ask you, Carl.
You were there shortly thereafter. Thank you, Carl. Mina, we heard Scott Castle talk as he was speaking with Carl as he exited the half. They just have not been able to stop his nephew.
Oh, no. Carter Castle has just been a handful, and he's moved so well without the ball, and his teammates do a great job finding him on those slashing cuts. But Goffin's going to have to do a much better job forcing Carter to take more difficult shots.
So McGoffin County with the first possession of the second half. They go right inside to Zane Whitaker. And that's a big bucket.
Beautiful design play coming out of the half. Great, best way to start the half.
Swinging around to the right side is Perry Central. Kaiser Sloan back out top to Woods. Now they go opposite side to Mason Sumner. Woods gets it back. Excuse me, that was Nice, and he couldn't connect. And quickly, here come the Hornets. Walker Russell pulls up on the baseline, and it won't go. Nothing but air, and back comes Perry Central. And this is not the kind of pace that Shannon Hoskins wants to see his team play. Nice, top of the key. Now they go to Sloan. Back to Woods. Now they swing it around left side to Castle. Whitaker plays off him. Now Castle spins. Pretty pass inside the lane. And that goes to Trayton Woods for the reverse layup.
Ethan Salyer just missed the cutter. You got to be over in help side and cut that cutter wide open going to the basket.
Salyer over on the right side to Grayson Whitaker. Top of the key to Zane Whitaker. Now it's back out top to Russell. And Barnett gets it in his hand, dribbles behind his back, and backs out. Sizing up the defense. They cut, they clear it out for him. Gets the defender up in the air. That was Sloan, there was body contact. And then McGoffin County gets it back in.
Walker Russell, great job on that weak side board, cleaning it up for McGoffin County.
Nice sets the play, he calls thumbs up at the top of the key. Now Castle has it just right of the key, and back to Nice. Penetrates the free throw line. Back to Castle, and he gets the roll. Went all the way around that rim and dropped back in, and I believe that's Castle's first bucket of this third quarter.
And that's what you get with a great shooter, that soft touch. Give that ball the backspin to dance around up there and fall in the net.
29-23. McGoffin County with a basketball and trailing. Here's Barnett. Puts his head down on the baseline. Can't connect. Great help side defense by Sloan. Barnett stole it on the inbounds, but they say he kicked it, and the possession will go back to Perry Central.
Aiden Barnett's getting some good looks. He's doing a good job driving to the hole, but give Perry County Central credit. They're putting a body on him, getting their hands up, making it difficult.
And McGoffin County, they went back to that press that caused the turnover in the first half, and Perry Central was forced to take a timeout. 5:32 to play, and it's Perry Central 29, McGoffin County 23. Now, fans, I bet you didn't know that Milk and Milk products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates and are a very important source of 13 essential nutrients. Now, if you can't name them all, I can help. Calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, and potassium. That's 13 essential nutrients in milk provided by Southland Dairy Farmers. So, Mina, kind of picked up where we left off. Both teams trying to do the same thing that led to offensive success for them in the first half, but I do think that McGoffin County has been disruptive with this press.
It looks like, yes, absolutely. It's caused Perry Central some problems, and you can tell the intensity on defense is picked up by McGoffin, too. They don't want to go home.
Into the front court. It goes to Castle as Perry Central is now facing a really extended McGoffin County pressure. Nice now at the top of the key. Holds it on his hip and sets it up. He's guarded by Barnett. Driving to the right side. A lot of contact there. No foul. Woods, couple of dribbles with the left hand. Puts it up and off the rim. No good. And here comes Barnett. Putting his head down. Wanting to go to the basket. Nice closeout, though, by Sloan. And it's taken away. Here's Woods. One man to beat. And that's a beautiful strip by Grayson Whitaker to stop a sure layup.
An absolutely great hustle to get back. Just a sure sign you never give up on a play. Keep hustling.
Inbounds underneath. Miller triggers it, and they go way out top to Woods. Now Nice comes back out and sets the play again for Shannon Hoskins, who stands in front of the Perry Central bench. Sloan swings it over to Castle, who leaves it for Sumner, and a whistle and a foul as Woods was hit. Foul is going to be against number 10, Ethan Salyer.
Ethan Salyer's just a little gimpy. He had a little knee collision with one of the Perry Central players, and just a little hobbled out there.
Second foul against Salyer as Nice looks to work against Barnett. He gets some help out front. And they create the turnover. That was Salyer and Barnett who teamed up. Boy.
Salyer didn't look hurt on that hustle play.
No.
You know, when you're in the Sweet 16 on the big floor of Rupper Arena, no injury's going to hold you back.
I'll tell you, though, there was a clear path to the basket there, and that could have very easily been an intentional foul.
Absolutely. Yeah. Might have gotten away with one. It was up high.
Here comes McGoffin County. Back out top is Salyer. Now he swings it to Whitaker. Great pass inside to Barnett. A lot of contact. No call. Rebound is put up and in by Walker Russell.
Great hustle. Walker Russell, just great job on the boards.
Sounds like a T-shirt they could print in McGoffin County. Russell hustle. Castle on the other baseline. There's contact there. And they're going to call a block. It was one of those 50-50 calls. And that looks like it's going to be called against Zane Whitaker.
David, looks like Aiden Barnett got injured on that drive. He also is a little gimpy.
And now Nice inbounds it for Perry Central. Finds Woods. Puts the ball on the deck. Ball fakes. Goes up between two men. And there's going to be a foul call against McGoffin County. And it's going to be on Walker Russell. Fans, listen throughout the tournament for Off the Glass Shots, brought to you by Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider.
Trayton Woods did a great job giving a ball fake. Got that defender to bite, to get that drive to the basket and draw the foul. On defense, you've got to close out, keep your eyes on that midsection, because it's not going to go anywhere but the ball, where the ball goes.
And McGoffin County is now going to take a timeout. Scott Castle wants to talk to his team and set the defense. It'll be a 30-second timeout. And while we have that timeout, let's check in with Carl Nathan.
All right, Dave, the BSN Sports Heart of the Game, a feature we'll be having throughout the tournament. And it's time now to bring you that for this edition of the Game 1 of the Boys Sweet 16. And we're going to give it to the fans of both McGoffin County and Perry County Central. Not only the students and teachers and administrators, but the fans from both these communities have come out in large numbers, as Dave alluded to early in the first half. Great crowd at Rupp Arena for our opening game, and they're bringing plenty of enthusiasm. That's our BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award winner. Dave?
Thanks, Carl. I math was never a strong suit for me, but the way the arena's set up, I got to believe we're well over 10,000 here for an 11 a.m. game on a Wednesday morning, and that's just a testament to what high school basketball means here in this state. As Woods hit the free throw, and the Perry Central lead is back to 5. Russell, back door, they tried to go to Barnett, and that was great defense by Tyler Neese, who got a hand in the passing lane, created the turnover.
Tyler Neese did it like textbook defense on a backdoor cut. He's got the difficult task of guarding Aiden Barnett. He used that outside hand.
Yes, he did. And as he was trying to continue on, he was called for a foul. How about Whitaker going way up for that rebound? They kick it back out front. No good. Air ball underneath again. And Walker Russell has been huge for McGoffin County here in the second half on the boards.
He has, for a 5'11 sophomore, doing a fantastic job on the offensive boards.
Other end. Russell looked like he got a piece of that shot from Kaiser Sloan. And here comes Barnett in a hurry for McGoffin County. He had it stolen away. Woods back the other way. One on two, spins over Whitaker. That's the shot of the game right there. And that's a jailbreaker fast break brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor so good it should be illegal. That move is so good it should be illegal.
What a beautiful move. That is that brings the crowd to their feet and gets them excited.
But the deficit is still 5. Here's Russell, three-pointer. It won't go. And look at Neese, as he is able to hold off Barnett to get that rebound.
McGoffin staying in there man-to-man.
They played it the whole way except for those couple of trips when they've gone press. Jump shot short. Maybe the legs getting a little tired with this pace. McGoffin County back the other way. They go back door to Barnett. He splits a couple of defenders, and it won't fall.
He's struggling. He can't get one to fall. He seems a little frustrated. He's got to just keep playing.
Sumner, it won't fall. And there is a flat-footed rebound by Kaiser Sloan. That's going to take the lead to the biggest of the day at 7. And Scott Castle is going to take a timeout and try to regroup.
Great job by Kaiser Sloan attacking the boards.
Timeout, McGoffin County. It's a full timeout. And that'll give us a chance to break as well. 34-27, Perry Central leads McGoffin County on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hello, my name is Myoka Morris, a parent educator and Kentucky Education Association's 2023 Educate Support Professional of the Year. While it's nice to win an award, my greatest reward is making a difference in the lives of my students. That's what gets me to school every day. Now you can make a difference in the life of a Kentucky educator. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association's Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. A little appreciation goes a long way.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA.
Dave Baker, Mina Todd, Carl Nathy back here at Rupp Arena. As Perry Central has extended the lead over McGoffin County to 34-27. Mina, you've played, you've coached in the Sweet 16. It just seems right now that we're at a critical stage for McGoffin County as they seem to be pressing just a little bit.
Absolutely. You know, only shooting 38.7% from the field. They're getting some decent looks. They're just not falling. This is important possession for McGoffin. They need to knock down a shot here.
Russell has been able to do that for him. And he didn't knock down the shot, but he's going to go to the free throw line after drawing that foul. It's going to be against Kaiser Sloan. And that will bring us to our media timeout. 1:42 to go in the third quarter. It's Perry Central 34, McGoffin County 27 on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef. It's what's for winners.
Back in Rupp Arena. Here at the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16, we're going to pause for 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Sweet 16 basketball on WIVY Moorhead, sponsored in part by Ace Hardware Big Four Lumber on the Moorhead Connector Road.
Line report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. McGoffin County looking to set good screens, go back door if they can in the offense. They're at the foul line right now. Perry County Central talking rebounding and getting stops. Coach says that will fuel our offense. Dave?
Thanks, Carl. And that one rolled around and in for Walker Russell. Second free throw coming now.
Walker Russell's had a great third quarter for McGoffin.
And he gets the bounce again. And after the made free throw, McGoffin sets up that press one more time. Woods tries to beat it. Russell stole it. And he scores. Four in a row for McGoffin County. And the lead is cut to three. Sloan all the way to the rim and in. What a pretty play.
Beautiful reverse. Went right by Zane Whitaker.
Russell at the other end again. Contact with Sloan. No foul. And they're going to get Barnett for being over the back on the rebound.
Yeah, this pressure of McGoffin has given Perry at Central a little bit of problems. But that last possession did a nice job breaking the pressure.
And they go back to it. Woods inbounds, and he's guarded by Salyer. Boy, another hand. That time, it was Grayson Whitaker. And McGoffin County Miners had some really quick hands. They just haven't been able to capitalize on it as much as they'd like to.
Absolutely. They're not being able to finish off of those turnovers. You want to turn those turnovers into points.
1:16 to go in the third quarter of play. And Perry Central leads McGoffin County 36-31 in this battle between the 14th and the 15th regions. Woods inbounds. They beat the trap. But Barnett got a hand on it. And now with that press applied, they'll inbounds from the near side here by us in an awkward position.
Let's see if they don't look to reverse the ball here. No, they're just going to clear out.
Nice working against Barnett. And now Woods into the front court. Nice pass to Landon Miller. And the freshman couldn't handle it. And the turnover gives it back to McGoffin County.
Just a little much on that pass for Landon Miller to handle.
That's the seventh turnover committed by Perry Central. Nine against McGoffin County. Whitaker cross court to Russell. He's guarded out there by Sloan. Barnett trying to come off a screen. They can't find him. Zane Whitaker, over to the baseline to Russell. And he's pushed. And that'll be against the freshman, Landon Miller.
Let's see if McLaughlin can't get something underneath from this underneath out of bounds play.
Wouldn't you want to put it up in the sky and maybe try to get it to Miller? And they say that that is the fifth foul of the quarter. And if it is, that should be a two-shot foul. Is that what they're saying?
Nope, I don't think so. I don't know what they're saying. I don't know if they know what they're saying right this second.
Well, the horn came from over here. So there's one more. Again, in high school, it's just like women's college now. Five fouls and a quarter, and you shoot two. No more one and one. There they get it to Whitaker. But he was covered nicely by Woods. They go all the way back outside to Grayson Whitaker. Inside to Zane Whitaker. And he gets a bucket that cuts the lead to three once again.
Now that's a great job, and nobody can match up with Zane Whitaker.
Barnett's going to get called for the foul. He's just getting a little over anxious.
Coach Castle wanted to travel.
He did.
Referee saw it a different way.
So that foul against Barnett. Is his second. And that bucket is up and in. The free throw by Tyler Neese makes it 37-33. 22.4 to go in a quarter. Second one off the front of the rim and falls in. So just like that, the margin is back to five for Perry Central. Let's see what McGoffin County tries to do if they hold for one. Russell, right side with 11 seconds left. Now he takes it back outside, looking to penetrate against Neese. Left wing, it goes to Salyer, and his shot won't go. But Whitaker is there for the putback. Huge putback by Zane Whitaker at the buzzer. And perhaps momentum for McGoffin County as we head to the fourth quarter. What a game we've got here in the opener, the 2024 UK Healthcare Sweet 16. It's McGoffin County 35, Perry Central 38. And we appreciate you listening to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Smart food shoppers know quality, convenience, and value. And that's what you'll always find when shopping at Allen's IGA. USDA boneless beef top sirloin steak is specially priced for only $6.99 a pound. DiGiorno rising crust or classic thin pizza is just $6. And two large 48-ounce cartons of Our Family premium ice cream, only $7. That's right, two cartons, just $7. Don't miss the specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Mine and Todd, Carl Nathie, Tom Stevens, Dick Farmer here with us courtside in Lexington as we get set to start the final quarter of the opener of the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. Perry Central leading McGoffin County 38-35. And Perry Central with the ball to start this fourth quarter, and there is an absolute strip. Barnett been called for some fouls. He not only strips, but he goes up and jams it and brings this huge McGoffin County crowd to its feet. Now there's a steal on the inbound. Whitaker can't get it to go. Chases down his own rebound. Misses the follow. And it's Kaiser Sloan who has it for Perry Central, whose lead is now cut to one. Sloan drives, spins, couldn't get the wide open layup.
Maybe that dunk by Aiden Barnett will get him going.
Here's Grayson Whitaker, who almost threw it over the head of his brother, but Zane hauled it in. Back out on top, Ethan Salyer. Now he swings it over to Grayson Whitaker. Back to Russell, who's had a big second half. Almost threw that one away. Now Barnett has it against Woods. Let's see if he tries to go to work. Cut off nicely. And for the first time in a long time, McGoffin County taking some time on this offensive possession as they look to retake the lead. Whitaker baseline, tough pass for Russell. He controls and goes up and in.
That young man, Walker Russell, has just had a great game here for McGoffin County.
He's now got 14. So does Barnett. Perry Central with the ball. Castle has 14, but it seems to me like it's been a long time since he got a good touch. And he throws it away. He thought that Kaiser Sloan was breaking a different way, and Shannon Hoskins calls timeout.
I was thinking the same thing, Dave. It looked like he thought he was going to break out for the basketball, and instead he looked to go back door, and they threw it out of bounds.
McGoffin County has come back to take the lead, 39-38, with 6:14 to play. We're taking a timeout on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you? We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel, and scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is chocolate milk. Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
Right now we've got both teams digging in, and as the weather gets better, you see more people digging. So guess what? If you're going to dig, let's make sure to call Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Boy, this McGoffin County crowd is on its feet now.
Next time.
All right, we'll get to you in just a second. As McGoffin County has battled back to take a 39-38 lead, and they have the basketball. Two lead changes. Six ties. Barnett gets it again, and three guys collapse on him. He goes baseline, and what a reverse lay-in by Ethan Salyer.
Great backdoor cut by Salyer. Great find by Barnett. Everybody's keying on Barnett. Left him wide open, streaking to the basket.
So let's see what Shannon Hoskins dials up after the timeout. Nice at the top of the key. Now left key to Castle. They swing it back around to the other side to Kaiser Sloan. Back to Woods at the top, and now Nice. He's guarded by Barnett. Woods now on the right side, right of the free throw line. Sloan, top of the key, works against Russell. And it's stolen again by guess who, Barnett. He's got a two-on-one, and he's fouled. He tried to go behind the back. If he had given that up just a little bit earlier, it would have been a sure lay-in. But now he'll go to the free throw line. No, he won't. It's a common foul.
And that defensive hustle and foul prevented an easy layup.
It did. So McGoffin County inbounds, and they turn it over, maybe? Yes. So it is grabbed by Perry Central. It was muffed on the inbounds by Salyer. And the Commodores very quickly call timeout.
Both teams just playing so hard. A lot on the line here for them.
Now, let's check in with Carl Nathan. Carl? Thank you, Dave. The McGoffin County huddle obviously is pumped up. They turned a six-point halftime deficit into currently a three-point lead, 41-38. Their coach saying, hey, let's keep playing hard, but let's play smart, take care of the basketball. Speaking of taking care of the basketball, that's been the Perry County Central problem here in the fourth quarter. Several turnovers, and McGoffin County is turning that defense into offense. So Perry County Central, Shannon Hoskins wants his team to calm down. There's plenty of time left. 5 minutes, 10 seconds. No need to panic. We're only down by 3 points. Let's get back to our game. Dave and Mina.
Thanks, Carl. Oh, there you go. Now I found it. So Perry Central now just has one timeout left. McGoffin County still has three left. We've got the media timeout that'll come at the under three mark. And fans, we want you to muscle into this fourth quarter with chocolate milk. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. So Mina, Carl talked about that pressure, and we had seen it sporadically in the first three quarters, but I think the pressure of McGoffin has been the difference.
Absolutely, and I feel like to start the fourth quarter, they got a quick basket, and you could just see the intensity on defense from McGoffin go up and change, and it's forced 11 turnovers over the course of the game for Perry Central.
So again, so much history here involving McGoffin County and Perry Central. And quickly out of the timeout, Woods into the front court. They go baseline to Sloan. Kick it back out for the three-pointer. And it's bottomed by Mason Sumner.
What a great inside-out look. Sumner wide open.
Great call by Shannon Hoskins out of the timeout. And it puts the Commodores back on top. Russell open at the top of the key. Leaves for Zane Whitaker. Barnett now goes over to Grayson Whitaker. Free throw line to Russell, who boots it back out. As McGoffin County continues to probe the Perry County man-to-man. Whitaker thought about pulling up the free throw line. Swing it back around, and that ball almost stolen.
Great hustle. Tyson Neese got in there, deflected it out of bounds.
Zane Whitaker not as crisp as he needed to be with that pass. And as you said, mine almost a turnover. Barnett hounded out front by Neese. Now they go left wing, and Whitaker had his shot blocked. That was Zane Whitaker. And that'll go against Carter Castle. That's his second personal, only the second against the Commodores here in the quarter. But it'll be a two-shot foul.
Some big free throws here.
Whitaker got that one. So this is the 100th year of high school basketball at McGoffin County. First time ever to the Sweet 16.
Here and comes the pressure.
Pressure on as they lead by two. Woods on the inbounds. He's got three Hornets around him. And he put the shot up and couldn't get it to go. Now McGoffin County trying to come back. Barnett, one on three, penetrates and scores.
I think Kaiser Sloan was trying to draw a charge, but it was great play by Aiden Barnett to finish strong.
And Perry Central trying to get the ball in. They have to take a timeout. And that is their last timeout with 3:49 still to play. And the way that McGoffin County plays pressure, that'll be a factor, Mina.
That's going to be a big key here going down the stretch with the last 3 minutes and 49 seconds to go in this game.
Our thanks to Southland Dairy Farmers for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Chocolate milk is the original sports drink. For information, go online to southlanddairyfarmers.com. Great, great crowd and a great basketball game. Both teams shooting 45% from the field. They're 90 and 100% from the free throw line, which is another indicator just how well coached they are. I mean, rebounding is really even. Points in the paint, though. And this is surprising because this is where Perry Central has an advantage. 36 to 18 points in the paint in favor of McGoffin County, Mina. But most of those are either straight line drives or putbacks by Russell.
Absolutely, and Russell averages almost 9 points a game, and he has 14 points on the day. What a great time to step up. No bigger stage than this.
He's also got 5 rebounds. Zane Whitaker leads McGoffin with 8. Sloan for Perry Central leads everybody with 9 boards. So again, Perry County Central out of timeouts at the 3:49 mark, and they will try to inbound against what has been really good McGoffin County full court pressure.
They're going to need to do it without fouling, though.
Sloan gets it in the middle of the court to Woods. Now Nice brings it across the timeline. Baseline to Castle. He goes back out on top to Sloan. Spins in the lane. Tries to pull up. Great defense by Russell. And then Whitaker came in and blocked it. And Barnett hustles into the front court and draws another foul.
Tyson Nice didn't have any other choice but to foul him, or he's going to the hole. And how about the rim protector, Zane Whitaker, with that beautiful block?
It was great combo defense, as it was Russell who cut him off, and then Whitaker came in with the help to get the block. Here's Barnett at the free throw line, spinning in a lane, out of control, and got bailed out.
Got a break there that, you're right, got bailed out, just out of control, nowhere to really go with the ball.
He's had a great game, but I mean, just totally spinning, and that's a thing where if you don't do that, you're going to get called for a charge. Now he's got it off the inbounds, looking to go to work on the baseline. Trying to back down Nice. Pulls up at the free throw line and knocked it down.
That's the first good clean look he's had. But that was a step back that gave him the distance from the defender that he needed to knock that shot down.
Barnett now with 16 and McGoffin with its biggest lead at 6. Perry Central led by 5-6 for most of this second half. Woods with a pump fake, and he got it to go as he shot it over Salyer.
That was a big shot that time.
And I'm telling you, Barnett just puts his head down, and if somebody wants to get in his way, he's more than happy to make the contact. He's fouled. And so with 2:36 to go, timeout on the court. It's McGoffin County, 47, Perry Central, 43, on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
Hey there, this is Melissa Jenkins, biology teacher at Round County Senior High School and the Kentucky Education Association's Teacher of the Year. The only thing cooler than making my students excited about biology is being able to make a difference in their lives that will last long after they leave school. The fact is, all educators are difference makers. Show them you value them. Go to KEA.org and nominate them for KEA's Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. Trust me, a little recognition makes a big difference.
UK Healthcare is the number one hospital in Kentucky and the title sponsor of the UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. McGoffin County's outscored Perry County Central 28-18 since halftime. McGoffin County has 3 timeouts in their back pocket. Perry County, as Dave mentioned, out of timeouts. Let's see what happens, Dave. So now Perry Central out of the timeout is extending the defense, and there's a foul on Woods. That'll be the 5th foul, so now Perry Central out of timeouts, and they have put McGoffin County in the double bonus.
This is where the free throws are huge.
Barnett knock it down. And so far today, McGoffin County 7 of 7 at the line. Perry Central's 9 of 10.
I thought you were going to jinx him.
Gets them both to go. And I agree with what Scott Castle's doing. Even though they're up by 6, just over 2 to play, they stay in the press. And Barnett with another strip and score.
Now, Barnett, he's showed up and showing out here in this fourth quarter.
That dude has put these Hornets on his back. And they now lead by 8 with 2 minutes to play.
You'd like to see Carter Castle get more involved in the offense here.
Woods had a 3-ball rattle out. And the loose ball underneath is off of Perry Central. And they'll inbounds underneath the bucket with 1:55 to play. Nice looking to trigger. Finds Woods. Puts up another 3 off the run. No good. And look who it is. It's Russell again with a rebound. That's his 7th. And now Perry Central applies full court pressure. And Barnett threw it off the backboard. That was one of those Bob Uechers just a bit outside.
I was like, maybe that was supposed to be a bank pass instead of a bank shot.
It ran some clock, and that's a good thing for McGoffin County. And Perry Central needs to score and score in a hurry as we're down to 1:30. Nice kicks it over to Sumner. Now he gets it back. They go baseline to Nice. Here's Sumner again. Back to Nice. That shot won't go. And that's a big-time rebound by Ethan Salyer. Here comes Barnett. He's going to keep it in his hands, I think. Instead, he goes inside, and there is a block by Sloan. It looked like Russell had a wide-open layup, but I'm sure Scott Castle would have rather his guys pull it back out.
Absolutely.
Because time is more important than score right now, right?
Right, and, you know, he had a great look, and I think Coach Castle was really looking for a foul there, but with the body, not necessarily, I think the ball was clean.
I know that Barnett has played magnificently, but if they get the ball back, near Scott Castle, you want him to run clock instead of playing for the basket. Rebound inside. That's going to be a foul against Russell as he bumped Kaiser Sloan.
And he gets to go to the line with a chance to put 2 points on the board with the clock stop. Absolutely right on that offensive end.
59.4 seconds to go.
Got to eat that clock.
51-43. And Scott Castle is going to take a timeout to freeze the shooter. He's got 3 left. He takes that one, and now he's got 2 left. And the story of this game right now, McGoffin County has hit 5 of its last 6 field goals. Perry Central is 0-for-4 and has only hit 1 of its last 7. What an afternoon it's been, and what a journey for McGoffin County, and the emotions on that bench right now. So head coach Scott Castle played for McGoffin County with his twin brother Jeff. They were in a class of 90, favorites to win the regional. They got upset in the first round of the region. And of course, Scott's nephew, Jeff's son Carter, is the number one player for Perry Central.
Cool story.
Right, all kinds of emotions.
Speaking
of cool, let's check in with Carl Nathan.
All right, sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel. One of the things that's keying McGoffin County in this game, Dave, I think, is the fact that they lost only one starter to graduation. You've mentioned Aiden Barnett. They have other veterans that are back that are really keeping their poise and return 5 of their top 6 scorers from a year ago. So they're making the most of their first ever trip to the Boys Sweet 16. But we still have 59.4 to go. Back to you.
That's a great point, Carl. I was talking to Shannon Hoskins, the Perry Central coach, before the game. Known him a long time back when he played at Clay County, and then he played for us over at Georgetown College. He said that they actually lost 2 players during the season. These 2 teams played back in early December. Neither team is playing the same lineup. Neither team is playing the same style of play. And they have both made remarkable runs to get here as the first free throw is missed by Sloan, and that is a large miss.
And a big time miss. Look for some pressure from Perry Central here off the make.
Again, time the ally of McGoffin County. And Sloan gets the second. He's got 9 points on the day. So now, McGoffin County trying to get it across the line. And that's Trayton Woods, who just comes and puts his hands on Salyer to send him to the free throw line for two.
It's his first trip today.
Yes, it is. Good call by the coach.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to foul those people who haven't been to the line or have been struggling from the line.
Salyer knocks down the first.
Big free throw.
One of those seniors that Carl Nathy talked about. And this would make it a 9-point lead, a three-possession game, and it rattles in and out.
Got to play smart defense here. Get up something quick.
Nice trying to get it over to Sumner. Now they go back to Nice. Gets a screen from Castle. He's going to shoot a three.
Oh.
And that went way down and rolled out. Rebound chased down by Woods, who hits a long three, and it won't fall. Perry Central gets it back. And that three-pointer is in by Tyson Nice. And Perry Central has to foul because they don't have any timeouts to stop the clock. It's 52-47 with 25.6 to go.
Great job by Perry Central just staying with it. Anytime you're shooting those long threes, they're going to carry them off that board really long. And they were able to get two and three offensive possessions that time and finally knock down a three-pointer.
And guess who? Barnett knocks down the free throw. He leads all scorers now with 23. Got them both. That shot no good. Rebounded by Whitaker. And Perry Central gets the word from their coach that they're not going to foul. And this huge, huge crowd from McGoffin County on its feet in their first trip to the Sweet 16. McGoffin County moves on to the Friday quarterfinals.
The Hornets are buzzing, folks. What a great crowd. What a great game.
54-47 is our final. As the two teams shake hands, I'm telling you, there is a lot of respect between these two teams, between these two coaching staffs. And mind you, this is not one of those cheesy things to say. I thought both teams played very well on this big stage.
Absolutely. I felt like they both executed well. It just came down to who was going to make the most plays there at the end, and you had a couple players that really stepped up for McGoffin and Walker Russell and Aiden Barnett. They did fantastic, and just kudos to both teams.
Boy, I just saw a pretty cool thing that just had to be pretty difficult. I saw Scott Castle hugging his nephew out there on the court. And now let's go to Carl Nathan.
Thank you, Dave Baker. Our Blue Oval SK electrifying player of the game, Aiden Barnett, 24 points, 3 rebounds for McGoffin County. First of all, first trip to the boys' Sweet 16 for McGoffin County. Got to feel good to get just to get here.
Oh, yeah, it feels amazing, you know. All the hard work finally paid off. We knew if we got down here, it wasn't just, you know, a time to come and have fun, but we was here to win a basketball game, and we done that.
And you'll be going to the second round. Now, what about in terms of the having your nephew, or not your cousin, but all kinds of relationship between the teams here with your uncle and so forth?
Oh, yeah, that's real fun. It makes it even more competitive, you know. It's a family thing, so, you know, it's all love on the court, but when we step on the court, it's still a battle.
All right, good luck.
All right, thank you.
Aiden Barnett, that's our electrifying player of the game presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying the future at blueovalsk.com. We'll be back with more. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Spring has sprung at Big Four Lumber, Ace Hardware in Moorhead. Kennebec and red Pontiac potatoes, sweet Spanish yellow and red onions, any and all kinds of garden supplies. We still have Somerset pellets for your stove on these cold mornings. Even a great selection of ice cream for these hot days. And don't forget, Ace Wild Bird Seed is 2 for $22. Big Four Lumber, Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
Caskey Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
This Sweet 16 broadcast sponsored in part by Moorhead Tourism.
Dave Baker, Mina Todd, Carl Nathie back at Rupp Arena, where McGoffin County has been the first team to advance in his 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 as they beat Perry County Central 54-47. Let's go ahead and give you just a couple of quick numbers for McGoffin County. Aiden Barnett was some kind of good. 24 points, 10 of 21 from the field. He was 4 of 4 from the line. He was joined in double figures by Russell, who had 14 and 7 big rebounds. And then Zane Whitaker, 13 points, 4 of 6 from the field, 4 of 4 from the free throw line, and 8 rebounds. Those young men were just huge. And for Perry Central, it was Castle who had 14, but I believe he had 12 of those at the half. A very quiet second half. Trayton Woods had 14 points. They were the only two Commodores in double figures. And so our difference maker of the game for McGoffin County is Zane Whitaker. For Perry Central, it is Trayton Woods. And they are our KEA difference makers of the game. That's the KEA difference. Did you know that the average amount a teacher spends $500 a year in their classroom out of their own pocket? We talked about rebounds. Let me very quickly get to this. So I believe, what did I say? It was 8 rebounds. So we'll go with Zane Whitaker, our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power rebounder of the game. Did you know that beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? A 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. We are taking a break. And we're coming back as we roll on after McGoffin County's win over Perry Central on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game, you love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811. so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free, and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know that...
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now, we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Back in Rupp Arena, in this big, big crowd, many of them still filing out, as McGoffin County has knocked off Perry County Central 54-47. And for Perry County Central, they end the season at 22-14. McGoffin County 22-13, and now let's head to hear what Scott Castle has to say.
Half and played the way that we were capable of playing, played with the energy, and played as a unit. Proud of these kids before we even arrived here. Proud of the resiliency that they've had going into postseason. And man, what a second half effort! I mean, a total team win. So very proud of our program.
All right, and that was head coach Scott Castle with his opening remarks about his team's win. I keep going back to this, and, listen, this is basketball and everybody loves it, but I mean, this is and you've been so much a part of it as a player and a coach, this kind of game is the exact celebration of what teams have not only done to get here, but then to perform that way once they are here.
It's such a great, great opportunity for young people. They work so hard. It's usually 99.99% of the time, let's make it 100. It is their goal before they ever step on the court in preseason to make it to Rupp Arena in the Sweet 16. And they've fought hard, both teams, all year long, and they left it all out on the court. And it's just too bad that somebody has to come up in on the short end of the stick when you get this far. But kudos to McGoffin County. What a great game and what a great second half.
Hornets win it over the Commodores. We're coming back to wrap things up in just a minute on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug. It really feels good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agents like me, Charlotte Mullins, are right here in Moorhead to help you select the right protection at the right price. I will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your agent, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call me. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Tree Books and a Good Yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Sweet 16 sponsors include Holbrook Drug.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at forthepeople.com. By the Southland Dairy Farmers, do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments. So, Minor, we've talked an awful lot about it, but I think McGoffin County, they've got one under their belts. They've got that emotion, first time in 100 years. And I think they're in a great spot for whoever they match up against on Friday.
Absolutely. I agree with you. They just really came out and executed defensively. They took the ball out of Carter Castle's hands, and Walker Russell, Barnett, and Zane Whitaker just really stepped up for McGoffin.
And if things happen the way we think they might, Spencer County's the same way. First time they've come, but they've got to get past Great Crossing, the number one team in the state.
Yeah, they got a tough draw there, but, you know, they're riding high and flying high, and kudos and congratulations to Spencer County on their first trip.
All right, so that'll do it for us. I want to thank our teammates on the broadcast of the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. Mine and Todd, it was my partner, Carl Nathie, the broadcast host reporting from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer are executive producers and on-site coordinators, and we could not do what we do without them. And our thanks to Gus Allen. Gus back there for network coordination. Good to have you on board, Gus. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. I'm Dave Baker. Again, the final score, McGoffin County 54, Perry County Central 47. So long from Rupp Arena in Lexington. Game 2 comes your way in just a bit. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.